Awesome.
Yes, we are good to go. Are you good to go?
I'm good to go.
I'm good to go. Are you good to go?
Jesus Christ, yes.
Welcome to Loud Neighbors. We're back online for a week. Don't worry about it. I really don't have much this week, Colin, but we got an email, so, you know, by our own rules from that we set up last week when I said if we didn't get any more emails, we were done, but we got an email, so I guess we have to keep doing this shit.
You guys saved the show.
It, I was kind of hoping they wouldn't, and I could just call it. It's the perfect time. You know, we've been going forever. I'm out of things to say. I'm out of politics to care about.
I know, and we're not even allowed to make fun of anybody anymore.
Yeah, I know.
It's stupid.
It's the worst.
Everybody's fine.
Yeah. Yes. God damn it.
Fuck.
This is the world we live in now, Colin.
It's horrible.
We can't even make...
SJWs have killed comedy.
We can't even make a funny show where we just make fun of everybody for being minorities or, you know...
Just for any reason whatsoever.
Existing. You know.
Apparently saying I hate everyone equally is the new racist dog whistle.
Well, that's your white privilege showing.
But I do hate everyone.
Yeah.
They all suck.
But you can because you're white.
But their color and their all that other stuff doesn't really matter.
Sounds like something a white person would say.
Oh my God. Speaking of, there's some dude in Omaha. His name is like fucking Dickface from Midtown or some Mark from Midtown, I think.
Okay, yeah.
And he's like a super SJW. And it's like I'm looking through his posts and I don't disagree with a lot of the stuff he says.
Sure.
But he loses me when he's walking around with a hammer and sickle on his face mask.
Yeah.
And because apparently communism would be a much better system than what we have. I'm not really sure how that works.
Communism's the best. You didn't know?
Fuck, apparently.
Ask all the communists who are loving life.
Right.
Ask 2 billion. 2 billion Chinese slaves can't be wrong, Colin.
Right. Well, yeah, they might tell you they're fine.
That's all I'm saying.
He apparently got roughed up by the police last night in a protest.
Aw.
Because, you know. And it's, I'm like, well, I mean, they apparently knew who he was because somebody called out his name.
Yeah.
All right. Like, get him!
You know.
I don't know. I'm like, I should feel bad.
Yeah.
Because it's probably not right, but I don't.
It's kind of like when that pedophile got murdered. Yeah, technically murder is wrong.
Right.
But also, it was a pedophile that got murdered.
Right.
So I'm not really losing sleep over it.
Oh, man, there are people who are like, fucking, any of the posts, any of the stories about that guy, there's people in there that would, like, fucking jump in to defend justice and what's right. And
sure.
No, that other guy, he needs to go to prison because what he did was blah, blah, you know, whatever. And I'm just like, it seems like a weird hill to die on.
They're not wrong.
Yeah.
But also,
the guy was a pedophile, yeah. And he should have been killed. Like, they should have killed him 25 years ago or whenever they first found out he was pedophiling.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Fuck, man. It's outrageous. Outrageous.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I saw that. I was like, well, you're kind of a dick. Like, you start getting me, and then you throw in dumb, like, just a complete disregard for fucking, like, history.
Sure.
Well, like, do you really think that your way would do it right? You wouldn't fuck up. You wouldn't be like the Chaz up in fucking Seattle.
What did they do wrong? They only, you know.
Are you kidding me? The Chaz patrol people were murdering people.
What? No, that's just, you know, that's that was different.
Right. So basically what it told me was that you give too few people too much power, they start to fucking abuse it.
It took them less than 3 weeks to do exactly the same thing they established it to protest against.
Right.
How long will it take a bunch of hardcore anti-police leftists to become form a militant police force that murders an unarmed black kid? 3 weeks, it turns out.
It's fucking hilarious.
I mean, it's sad.
What a great year. No, yeah, the kid dying is sad, but
it's fucking tragic.
Just the irony of all of it is,
yeah.
Wow. It's something else, that's for sure.
Did they, but here's the real question. The guys who murdered that kid in Seattle, did they get arrested or did they do the right thing and say, they were defending themselves and believed the kid was armed and a million other, you know, did they protect the thin blue line on the fake cops?
Oh my God. I have no idea, but that would be funny.
Were they like, hey, it was a justified shooting. He wasn't complying.
Yeah. Oh man. So there's a post, I guess some little girl in Florida died of COVID-19, had no underlying health issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's sad.
That's tragic. Sucks.
And some gal had replied and was, most likely had a heart condition that wasn't caught soon enough.
Sure.
And a bunch of people jumped on her cause that's a horrible thing to say.
I mean, it's probably true.
Well, and not just that, you know, somebody was like, looks like the old doesn't impact kids BS. The right has been thrown around as toast. And I responded, I was like, yeah, but it's called exceptions to the rule.
Yeah.
Like, it's like physicians I've spoke to seem to agree that kids do pretty well with the COVID-19.
Yeah, most of them, like the vast majority, like Six Sigma levels are just completely asymptomatic.
Yeah. Well, I do a lot of work for physicians. So every single one I work for and I get to talk to, I ask about it and it's kind of all around, but one of them was a pediatrician.
Yeah.
She has some experience in that.
Sure.
And she said kids are mostly, she's like, I've not ran into really any issues and most of them recover before the test results come back.
Yeah.
Like it's just not affecting them in
the same way,
such a negative way that it does, you know, elderly people or people with diabetes and shit. And I said that and some leaves like, obviously not for every child. I find your unlicensed diagnosis unjust and darn right disrespectful to this child and her family. I'm like, well, first of all, it's not my diagnosis. I'm just repeating what physicians have told me.
Yeah.
So that's not a diagnosis. That's
like, I'm listening to the science.
Right.
I'm listening to the science and the doctors. Isn't that what you want?
I just asked her, I'm like, do you not know what the word exception means?
Of course not.
And she told me not to question her intelligence. And I am an unlicensed physician who has little regard or empathy.
Is she a licensed physician?
No. Oh. No, she's just a fucking fat bitch that is scared of dying of fucking diabetes COVID.
I mean, that's understandable.
So. Yeah. Oh, no, she's in medical insurance billing.
Oh, so she's the villain.
Yes, she is the villain.
Good.
Yeah. Fuck her. Like, well, all right. You people are fucking dumb.
You're the ultimate villain. You're the reason people can't get the health care they need. Good job, idiot. Way to be part of the problem.
So did you do anything fun this week?
No.
Other than have a mind-numbing headache?
It's so since about October, I've had this sinus pressure where I just kind of feel like I'm sitting at the bottom of the deep end of the pool.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always super intense, like, but every few weeks it gets real fucking bad.
Oh, okay.
And finally, like, after my birthday, I went to the doctor. I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to go to the doctor, see if they can give me something, help this out. And they gave me a steroid shot and some amoxicillin. And I took my last amoxicillin yesterday morning, and I feel worse than I did when I went to the doctor, so.
Oh, perfect.
So thanks, whatever Brock. It is, I don't know. I'm going to go back to the doctor and be like, hey, this is worse now than it was. I don't know what to do, but I can't fucking handle it.
Yeah, that would be fucking horrible.
Like, it just feels like fucking, it just feels like somebody's just pressing on the outside of my head and, like, the inside of my fucking, like, the behind my eyes is trying to explode out and it makes my ears hurt.
That doesn't sound that bad.
The crazy thing is I have almost no, like, sinus congestion or, like, fucking dripping. Like, you know, you get the, like, the snot drip down your throat shit.
Yeah.
I have almost none of that. Like, I can breathe fine through my nose and very little fucking sinus drain. Just fucking huge pressure. It's fucking weird, and I don't understand it.
Hmm. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, it sucks.
I'd imagine so. So you probably haven't watched anything, done anything, really?
I've been watching the shit out of House. I'm on the last season of House.
Yeah, so how do you like the turn that show kind of took there?
Season 7 was fucking weird.
Yeah. That was the one. Was that the one where he crashed his car through Cuddy's house?
Yeah, that's how it ends.
Yeah, that was weird.
That whole season is weird, but then season 8 is kind of back on track. Because he's back on the pills, basically.
Right.
He's back on the pills and Cuddy's off the show, so it's kind of just back to being House.
Yeah.
Yeah, putting them together, I don't think it worked, but I think they told a good story with it, I guess. But that whole season was weird because they did a bunch of, like, I don't know, like fucking experimental episodes where it was like fucking done in like fucking out of order or flashback or like hallucinations.
Yeah. It was, that was also the one where he like was saving the woman in the bus crash or some shit.
No. That's earlier.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah. That's the end of season 6. Well, the end of season 5, oh, I think was him saving her. And then the end of season 6 was, or she died. That was cutthroat bitch. And then the end of season 6, like the last fucking few episodes of season 6 are him hallucinating her.
Yeah, that's right.
And then he has this whole episode where half of it didn't happen. And then like the beginning of season 7, he's in rehab.
Yeah. Okay. I remember. It's been a while since I watched it.
Yeah. I never finished it because I didn't get past. Once him and Cuddy started dating, I checked out. I'm like, I'm good. This isn't working for me when I was watching it live.
Yeah, it was kind of meh.
But now I'm getting through it. I enjoy the show.
I watched a movie.
Oh, yeah?
The other night. My Spy. Starring Dave Bautista.
Dave Bautista and a little kid?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
All right.
It was cute. It was a decent movie.
Yeah.
Nothing really, out different about it or anything. Just
Batista's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, just pretty funny.
Just a nice little family action comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right on. I did watch another movie, actually.
Yeah. Oh?
Yeah. So I was up at the store, like, last week or the week before. I don't remember when. And I just, I peruse the DVD section whenever I'm in a Walmart because I like movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was real into, I started reading that H.P. Lovecraft book last year or whenever, right? And got real into reading Lovecraft.
Yeah.
And then on the shelf is a film adaptation of Color Out of Space, which is a Lovecraft story starring Nicolas Cage.
Oh, God.
Now,
but that's great.
The thing about The Color Out of Space is it's unfilmable. Because the entire conceit of the color out of space is it's an alien color.
Oh, okay.
It's a color that doesn't exist on our spectrum. So in the story, it's never described because it's just described as an indescribable color of an alien fucking spectrum. So the whole point is this meteorite crashes and it starts glowing this unnameable color. And then drives everybody insane. So you can't really film that. Because you're kind of limited to real colors.
I mean, but it's Nicolas Cage, so...
Yeah, that was kind of what they did.
He can act it.
They're like, so we're just going to make the color, like, fluorescent pink.
Perfect.
And then we're going to make Nicolas Cage really Nicolas Cage it up. As the farmer going crazy. Get the fuck out of my face, man! Like, really Nicolas Caging it up, doing hand gestures and...
Oh, my God.
Weird fucking...
How old is this movie?
Like, a couple years, like 2018?
Yeah, why not? Why the fuck not?
It was great. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
And then it, like, they mixed in a good, healthy dose of, like, fucking... Like thingish fucking body horror.
Yeah.
Well, you know, people turning into weird mutant monsters and fucking goats, like a whole fucking pack of alpacas, like becoming one big multi-headed alpaca goo pile. It was cool.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun watch. It was weird.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't recommend it to anybody unless you like, unless you're like, man, you know what? I really appreciate Nicolas Cage being a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
In an unfilmable movie. I'm going to give this a watch. Then go for it. Otherwise, you could probably pass. There's not a whole lot else of value there.
What else did I feel like I watched another movie. I can't think of what. I watched a more adult movie.
Ooh. Adult films.
No, not porn.
Oh.
It's like a movie that isn't a family movie.
I mean, I bet you also watched a lot of porn, though.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
A little bit. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Not worried about it.
Let me look back. I'm pretty sure I posted something on Facebook about what we were watching at the time.
I don't think I watched anything else. I think it's pretty much just been House and House, and then I watched that Color Out of Space movie. Read some comic books.
Oh, maybe I didn't watch anything. Maybe the last thing before that was Becky. Which we talked about in the last podcast.
We did.
Sorry.
It's okay. Your yawn matches the energy of this episode.
Oh, yeah. That's the truth.
It's all good.
Boy.
Did you do anything else this week?
We played Pathfinder.
We played Pathfinder last night. Well, I sort of played. I wasn't feeling great, so I kind of Skyped in. And... you know, played intermittently across the internet. But it looked like it was good. It looked like you guys were having fun over there.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I'm glad I went. I almost didn't go because, you know, last minute change of plans, like,
right,
really throw me for a loop.
Yeah.
My social anxiety doesn't deal well with it.
I understand that. Yeah, I was worried because, like, I had to cancel, like, super last minute because I didn't want to, but, like...
Yeah.
The closer it got, like, I was just fucking, my head felt like I was fucking, it was being destroyed, and, like, you know, I'm mildly concerned about Ronas, even though I've had this since October, so it's clearly not a virus. And, you know, a million other excuses and anxieties, so, like, I'm talking to fucking Ethan and Grace about setups and shit, and I'm like, they're like, are you all right, dude? You seem off. And I'm like, not really. Like, and then, you know, I canceled it. And I'm like, I was really worried that, like, because I canceled, everybody else would back out. Like, I was worried you and April specifically would back out. And then I would have ruined the whole night. But I'm glad you guys both went.
I mean, you kind of ruined the whole night anyway. But.
I mean, I ruin most nights. But I'm glad I didn't ruin the Pathfinder session. And we got to fight on a boat.
Yes, we did get to fight on a boat, which was pretty awesome. And
yeah,
Ethan still sucks at rolling.
I feel so bad for him.
But he gets so mad, though.
That's why it's funny.
It is kind of funny.
That's why you should play Warhammer with us sometime.
God, it sounds awful.
Because imagine that, but like instead of just like one roll every few minutes or every, like, you roll a whole bunch in a row and like.
Is he also like a sore winner?
Yes. Oh, well, not cool. Really. He'll be winning, but mad about his bad rolls. And so he'll just like be fucking super pissed off the whole time about his bad rolls and then end up winning every time. Every time we play, almost he wins. But the whole time he's that mad because his rolls are all shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious every single time. So, yeah, you should definitely come over and play some Kill Team or Warhammer with us sometime just because it's fucking funny.
Yeah, I bet.
So mad.
Domino's is terrible pizza.
Yeah, I don't know why they always get it, but
I don't either.
They seem to enjoy it. Maybe it's really cheap.
Little Caesars is better.
Yeah, if you're going to get shitty, instant, cheap pizza, just get a Little Caesars fucking hot and ready.
Yeah.
It's not good, but it's $5 and you just walk out with it.
Right. Well, they got it delivered, but yeah, it was like, I've never got Domino's. I've never understood why people like it.
Yeah.
Like, I hate Pizza Hut, but Pizza Hut's better.
I have a weird, like, I prefer Godfather's to Pizza Hut as far as fast food pizza goes.
By far the best fast food pizza, but it's the most expensive, too.
But also, Pizza Hut's dough refrigerates better.
Well, that's because it's filled with fucking grease.
Well, whatever it is, like, day-old Godfather's isn't great. But day-old Pizza Hut is better than fresh Pizza Hut. I don't know why, but it's true. Like, the fucking day-old Pizza Hut crust is fucking actually delicious.
Well, yeah, I think it's like vegetable, like, not a vegetable oil. It's some kind of oil mix they fucking soak in it. That's why I don't like it. It's too fucking greasy for me.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I don't like eating it fresh, but I fucking love eating it the next day straight out of the refrigerator.
I don't like cold pizza. I think cold pizza is an abomination.
I think you're an abomination.
I think that's probably partly why God fucking sent the floods onto humanity.
Maybe that's why my head hurts so bad, because I like cold pizza and he's punishing me.
It could be.
Well, I'm already all in on it. I can't stop liking cold pizza.
Yeah, I guess. You could.
But I'm just going to have to live with this fucking crushing head.
Yeah, I empathize with you. I had that fucking ear thing a couple weeks ago, and that was fucking awful.
Dude, ear infection. Yeah, ear infections are the fucking worst.
It was painful, and I just felt like I was just fucking off kilter for a week and a half.
Yeah.
Then the dude fucking shoved a giant wick in my ear and gave me eardrops, and came back like 4 days later. He yanked it out, and I could fucking hear, and I like almost wanted to hug him.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
Man, when I had that shit back, I think it was like 2016-ish, when I got that fucking fungal infection in there from scuba diving.
Yeah.
And like, I'd had to go into the fucking, like, once a week I was going into an ENT to get them to like go in with little tiny tweezers and clean all the shit out of my ear. And then fucking pump a bunch of borax into it to try to kill it.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
It sucked. Like, they'd clean it all out and pump the borax in there, and like 2 days later it would like fucking, I wouldn't be able to hear out of it again, because like the shit would like fucking plug back up.
Ugh.
It was a motherfucker.
Yeah. Fuck that. Fuck scuba diving, turns out.
Yeah, I've been trying to find like a helmet or earplugs that you can wear. The problem is you can't really wear earplugs while scuba diving, because you need to equalize as you dive.
Yeah.
You can't equalize with earplugs in. Equalizing is, for people who don't know, if you're ever in an airplane or at the bottom of a pool and you plug your nose and pop your ears and then the pain goes away, that's equalizing. I don't know actually the science behind it, but yeah, the whole time you're diving, like every few feet you go down, you have to pop your ears or you'll crush your fucking sinuses. You'll crush your eardrums.
Weird. It's a weird thing to do as a human.
Scuba diving?
Yeah.
Try it sometime. It's a lot of fun. You'd be good at it because of your natural lack of buoyancy.
Yeah, I think I'm all right.
They put a vest on you that's filled with air, so you're buoyant. It helps you be buoyant.
Huh.
Then you let the air out to sink.
This sounds terrible.
It's fun. It's a good time.
Yeah. Great time.
I mean, the aftermath of a yeast infection in your ears, that sucks, but the scuba diving itself is a lot of fun. Oh, shit. I don't know if I have anything to talk about this week.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
Let me open up my pod topics and see if I put anything in there. No, that's all really old shit. Let me open it up on another device because I don't always sync my devices. See, when we don't have anything to talk about, we just pad it with talking about things. That's a pro tip for any up-and-coming podcasters out there from a couple of old pros.
I mean, we're pretty experienced at this point.
It's Yeah, I got nothing at all. So,
that's kind of cool.
What was it, been 5 years now? 2015, I think we started?
Yep.
That's fucking crazy, buddy. What are we doing with our lives?
I mean, improving them all the time.
Speak for yourself.
I am.
Oh, okay. Fuck you too, then. You gotta rub that shit in, asshole.
Yes, I do.
I guess I'm improving at StarCraft.
It's rubbing it into you as part of improving my life.
Oh, that's fair. I'll be that for you. I'll take on that responsibility for you. I'll be your benchmark of failure.
Yeah.
Speaking of StarCraft, it's 10 years old. Can you believe it?
That's crazy.
Turned 10 on the 20, somewhere between the 20th and the 25th, StarCraft 2 turned 10.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sean's on this episode, right?
Yeah, sure. I got Sean. I got hold of Tetris. Fuck, we even dug Chuck's corpse up.
Aww.
And he's going to sing the Send in the Email song.
Email, send in your emails.
But I guess what that means is, Colin, we've technically off and on been podcasting for almost 10 years now.
Yeah.
Because we started the last one shortly, what?
I mean, that was...
It ran from October 2010 to December 2011, or somewhere in that neighborhood.
Wow.
Because the last one was recorded November, December 2011, right after I bought the house.
Yeah. Okay. Jesus.
Yep. And we did 50 episodes. Well, Sean did 50 episodes over roughly a year. We did probably half of those.
Yep. I was just on there because there was no reason for me to be on there.
I mean, look, there was no reason for anybody to be on there except for maybe me and Chuck, because I actually played the game and Chuck actually followed the tournaments pretty closely.
Yeah.
Nobody else. I think Sean played the game once.
Played once.
I think he played the game one time. Joe Bellis played it a couple of times. I guess Tetris played the shit out of it. Tetris played with me a lot.
Squiggles.
Squiggles. Squiggles.
He should have been on there.
Yeah, he was definitely, he was a player.
No, he should not have been on that podcast.
No. Well, maybe he should have, and maybe Sean should have, and maybe the rest of us should not have been.
Yeah, that's fair.
Maybe that's how the real... I don't know. I missed that show. It was a good time.
Yeah, it could be pretty fun.
I'm sad. Sad that it's over.
Sad that you're getting old.
Well, not really. I was kind of excited about that. I've got a magnet on my car that says caution senior driver now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, because I'm old, Colin.
I get it. It's hilarious.
I thought so.
Jesus.
What?
Nothing.
Thank you. Thank you for approving of my my cautionary warning to other drivers on the road that a senile, decrepit, fucking old driver may be sideswiping into them at any minute.
Right. Oh, right.
Oh, shit.
So I picked up this old laptop about a week and a half ago.
All right.
And it's an old Sony Vaio.
Yeah.
And it's like, it had Windows 7 on it originally.
Sure.
But it's the first laptop I've ever had that had a Blu-ray drive on it.
Yeah.
The nice thing is 10 fucking years old. I'm like, this thing must've been really expensive when it was new.
Yeah. The Sony Vaios were no joke, man. Those were like,
no, they had some nice
computers. They were the Alienware of their time.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, good, but way overpriced. Because
yeah,
Sony...
They weren't as overpriced as Alienware stuff.
No, but Sony for a while thought it was a expensive... They thought they could... I mean, they probably still do with their TVs and shit. Their TVs are all over fucking priced as hell.
Yeah, see, they're not, though. Because the Sony TVs that you see that are... You know, not 10 times, but
yeah,
many times more expensive than your average Walmart television.
Yep.
They're still going to be running in 10 years when you're replacing it. Whereas the other ones you've replaced twice.
Well,
so you're not really gaining much.
Really? I have a Toshiba television in my basement that is 23 years old and still running.
They don't make them that way anymore, dude.
I've got a Samsung in my living room that's 9 years old and still going.
Yep, that's a plasma. That's why.
And I've got a Sony Grand Vega in my basement that lasted about 4 years and died twice and the second time unrecoverably.
You never got rid of that thing?
Yeah, I did. I finally took it to the dump.
Well, okay.
But my point remains that Sony makes garbage. Every Sony stereo I have had has shit the bed within 4 years.
Wow, their stereos are junk. Their TVs are actually really good now.
Not in my experience. They turn green.
Yeah, that was...
I mean, they're great if you want to watch The Matrix. Or if you want to pretend anything else you're watching is The Matrix.
See, I had the same experience with Samsung.
Yeah.
You know, mine went green after a week.
Yeah.
Actually, it wasn't even a week. It was once I got it home and set it up. I had green all over my screen.
Oh, you probably fucking tilted it when you were carrying it home.
You probably tilted your Sony.
It wasn't that kind of shit. It was a rear projector.
Yeah. So?
So the tilt didn't fucking destroy it like it does with LCDs or plasmas or whichever one it is you can't tilt.
It's not a thing, though.
It is a thing. They used to have the little fucking air bubble on the thing, so you knew never to tilt it more than like 45 degrees or whatever.
Well, that's probably plasma.
It was totally a thing. Don't question me on things I heard secondhand.
I didn't have a plasma, so.
That's fair.
Anyway, of all the TVs that are out there, I would only own a Sony if I had the choice. I would not buy a Samsung. They're fucking garbage, and I hate them.
That's fair. I've had good experiences with Samsung and Toshiba and bad experiences with Sony and Vizio.
Yeah, Vizio's kind of meh.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yep. All right. Do you have anything else to talk about? We've only been going for 30 minutes, but we got 3 emails. We can just get into them and do a short episode.
Yeah, let's do the emails.
All right. The first one is from Fleer. He says, "That's where you draw the line." I don't know what he's talking about. Let's get into it. "I know you had some mask chat in the last episode, but I want to share my 2 cents as well. I've seen people on my Facebook compare wearing a mask to the Jews being forced to wear gold stars." It's exactly the same. "I thought comparing everything to Nazis was a left tactic, but sure, the right can do it too." Oh no, we totally called Obama Hitler the entire time.
Yeah.
I've also seen some people say this is just another way for the government to control you. To that I ask, this is where you draw the line? Look at everything else the government does, and wearing some cloth over your face is the final straw?
Yeah, duh.
I want to ask everybody who refuses to wear a mask into, like, Baker's or whatever, like, if they also refuse to wear a shirt and shoes.
You know what's funny? I just saw in like a little graphic, like a little meme somebody made.
Yeah.
And let me open it up. I'm going to read it because it's pretty funny.
All right.
It says, shops, no shoes, no shirt, no service. People are like, okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic laws, wear a seatbelt or get a ticket. Okay, no problem.
Well, OSHA. People had a big fucking problem with the seatbelt thing, but sure.
OSHA, while working in certain places, you must wear safety goggles and safety gears. Okay, no problem. Airlines, you must be seated and wear a seatbelt with your tray table up when taking off. Okay, no problem. TSA, before getting on the plane, you need to remove your shoes, your belt, and anything from your pockets to go through this x-ray machine.
Also, you gotta let a fucking minimum wage nobody fucking sexually assault you.
Grocery stores, please wear a mask while you're shopping to help reduce the risk of infecting others with a potentially deadly virus. How dare you take away my personal liberties and rights?
Yeah.
I don't get the argument. Doesn't make any fucking sense.
Zero perspective.
Yeah.
He goes on. Look, I'm not 100% sure masks are even doing anything. Well, I mean, they demonstrably are. Spit in your mask.
No, the droplet, the COVID-19 is blubbity small, blubbity.
Spit in your mask. If you spit in your mask and it doesn't come out the other side, it's literally helped.
No, because the coronavirus is microscopic and the holes are, it's like a chain link fence to a mosquito. It's not going to keep them out, Trevor.
Well,
the germs, they come out by themselves. They don't travel through water droplets because that's how your breath works.
I like that the mask will let the coronavirus pass freely through it into everybody's nostrils. But somehow it stops all carbon dioxide from getting out and will fucking suffocate you within minutes.
Yes.
Hell, yeah, you can't have it both.
There's no logic, dude.
Hell, sometimes I think this whole COVID thing is blown out of proportion. Well, I mean, it is. Part of that may be due to the fact that I haven't, nor has anyone I care about contracted the disease. Oh, I know. My buddy Andy, who I go to the gym with and watch wrestling with, he got it. One thing I do know is that it does not bother me to put some fabric over my face before I walk into a store. And if that gives other people a sense of security, then I'm more than okay doing it. Ugh, look at this bootlick just laying down for the man.
Yeah.
Just begging to be a slave.
Bootlicker.
There are worse injustices these people can be complaining about. I mean, yeah. But every time they start to complain about the worse injustices, it all gets deflected back to Aunt Jemima and my favorite episode of Community. That said, I had a good birthday. Thanks for asking. I took the day off work because I didn't feel like working on my birthday. That's a totally reasonable thing to do. A buddy and I went to Top Golf in the morning. Nerd.
I want to go do that still.
Go to Top Golf?
Yes.
Are you a golfer?
I used to be. I haven't done it in a long time.
God, you are white.
That looks kind of fun.
Our base computer shut down halfway through our session and took about 10 to 20 minutes for them to bring it back up. So we got our 2-hour purchase comped. Well, that's nice. That was nice.
Very nice.
Then my dad came into town to umpire softball games over the weekend. We went to Porky Butts on Friday night as a birthday dinner. So delicious. Have you been to Porky Butts?
Yes.
Why did that take you so long to answer?
I don't know.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's delicious.
All right. I'm just making sure. I realize.
It's as good as Tired Texan. Okay. It's a different style of barbecue, though.
Okay. I mean, I realize he's a certified judge, so I trust him more than you, but.
You should.
You're very picky, so I figured I'd get your opinion. Saturday, I went down to Mimsy's hometown to judge some more barbecue for her brother. I'd say overall it was above average. There weren't that many professional teams there, but the amateurs did a good enough job on their own. I was going to go to that with them, and then I ended up spending the day cutting out my bushes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was wondering what happened to that.
It was the day my dad said he'd come help me cut out my bushes. Gotcha. So that's what I was doing. Now you have at least one email.
All your friends.
What?
You people and your friends.
I know. You should get some, dork.
Yeah, I've tried. They always move.
Well, it's because you're an asshole.
Is that what it is?
People would rather live in other cities than be your friend, Colin.
Which is really weird because you have friends.
Yeah. People like
me. You're the biggest asshole.
I keep thinking about moving out of this city just to get away from you, but...
You're never leaving that house.
But I'm never leaving the house, so I'll be your only friend forever because everybody else is going to move out of state.
Yeah, probably. Well, that means Dory is moving then, too.
I mean, it's inevitable. Oh, sorry. Too mean? Now you have at least one email, so you can continue your show for another 3 weeks. Love, Fleer.
What, one email is 3 week extension?
Apparently, but we got three emails, so...
So, 9 weeks. 9 more episodes, guys.
Oh, Jesus. This one's short, though, so I don't think it counts.
Yes, it does.
Another thing. I started watching Avatar The Last Airbender on Netflix for the first time last night. I'm only 2 episodes in. I'll give a review when I finish. The first episodes are fine, but it gets better. That is a good cartoon. It is the best anime cartoon. And it's American. Yeah. Anything to say? You haven't watched that, have you?
No.
You should check it out. I think you'd really enjoy it. Watch it with your kid. Mimsy writes in, here's an email. Email, 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 email. So I'm going to Lincoln Friday to get a gallon of free hand sanitizer so I don't die when I'm at work. Because, you know, it's a possibility. I know others are working their jobs with COVID, but they're not stuck in a small room with wild beasts that probably won't keep their mask on and cough in your face. I don't know where you think I work that's different than that.
Right. You literally work there.
Yeah. I mean, that's most of my job. Also, you know COVID kids will be sent to school one way or the other because parenting. Yeah.
They gotta go to work, too.
Right. What do you want from them? Get a hazmat suit. Be like a boy in the bubble.
Look, I mean, once you resign to the fact that you're just pretty much a glorified babysitter.
Yeah. What do you want?
I don't.
You took a job working in the fucking biggest disease vector in the world.
That's true.
Like, second maybe to the porn industry.
God, that would... Yeah, but I don't... You would think that... I mean, I guess her immune system can't really fight against this, but yeah. In other aspects, it's not that big of a deal because you build up, you know, immunity to everything else those kids are bringing into you.
I don't know. Children just kind of breed new and more dangerous diseases. Like, they keep telling you this fucking COVID thing came from Wuhan, but really it was just some kid was just sitting there and suddenly COVID fell off of him.
I mean, he wasn't just sitting there. He was doing fucking disgusting, nasty shit that kids do. And then
picking up dead birds and rubbing them all in his mouth and face.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, more than likely. Sounds right.
Yeah.
Gross.
You were talking about...
disgusting. I think that's the point.
Yeah, children are the worst. I don't understand why anybody would choose to work with them. It's gross.
Right. Yeah,
I say quit and get a shittier job that is less fulfilling, but also doesn't involve children. Right?
Top tips from the Loud Neighbor podcast.
Am I right, guys? You were talking about the Catholic Church in one of your podcasts. I don't know about the Omaha Diocese, but in Lincoln, your money goes into a pot for all the churches. And it's clear...
They kind of do that, but they don't do that.
Yeah,
I don't think it works that way in any town.
Right. And it's clear which ones get a little more loving. So people give money to their church, but a percentage needs to go to the diocese, which they don't pay taxes for. So I don't know. I think they don't necessarily need the extra government money.
They're They are employers, though.
Yeah.
Like, also, people work for them.
Also, I support everybody not paying taxes. So everybody always tries to get the church on not paying taxes, and I'm like, good for them.
Right.
Like, stop they trying to bring people. Them down to our level and start getting rid of everybody else's taxes. You're going backwards.
That's not how Americans are.
This is my problem with the concept of white privilege. They're not trying to bring everybody else up to a privilege level. They're trying to take away
our privilege.
Our privilege.
Make us equal to them somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Yeah, that's a good way to put it, actually.
Yeah. It's like, it's the whole problem with the concept of white privilege. Also, it's fucking fundamentally white supremacy. If you start saying all white people are privileged, you're literally just saying, oh, so white people are better. It's literally just white supremacy. If white people are inherently privileged, then you think they're inherently superior. You're a fucking racist.
But isn't that like reverse racism?
No, it's just racism.
Okay.
Been a rough week, hence no emails. Had a COVID scare, and my niece ended up in the hospital for a week. There's my excuse card. LOL. Well, I hope your niece is okay.
Hilarious.
I hope your niece is okay, and I hope you got over your COVID. Went down to my hometown with Fleer last weekend to help with the barbecue thing they have. Got so many free ribs that were so good. I really should have went, but the trees had to be done.
You should have went. Or you should have been like, hey, Colin wants to go instead.
Well, they don't like you. Nobody likes you.
That's true. God damn it.
If they started hanging out with you, they'd have to move out of state.
I mean, it's because they'd realize how great I am and they don't want to...
That's what it is.
They can only take so much of greatness.
Did you see the police trapped and gassed a bunch of people last night? That sucked.
Yeah, that was what I was talking about. That guy who got tackled with the communist fucking face mask.
Saw a video of them randomly arresting a kid that was just standing there with a sign. We're in the upside down or something. No, we're in the fucking socialist cream dream.
What time did socialists ever say this is what they like? I'm like, I don't know, maybe in their fucking big socialist meetings they have when they run countries and fucking blackbag people all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
just because it's the government kicking the shit out of people instead of Antifa, it's the end goal. It's just not the people you want doing it is why you're mad. But
yeah,
here's what happened. Bush did a bunch of executive orders. Then Obama did a bunch more executive orders, and now Trump has the authority to do whatever the fuck he wants because we had 16 years of fucking, of them setting a really bad fucking precedent.
And it's funny because I remember during those 16 years, the first eight, the left was like, we can't let him keep doing this because he's just going to abuse the powers and you're never going to give it back. And then they got elected in, and the other side was like, hey, you can't let him keep doing that. He's just going to abuse the powers, and who knows who could be president someday.
And now they all learned.
And they never did anything about it, though.
No.
They just fucking, they literally just virtue signaled about it.
Well, they're greedy for the power, because one day they'll be in office and they'll get to do it.
Right. Right.
She says, how are you all beating the heat with an air conditioner? Like, turned up to, like, 70?
Yeah. I got my air conditioner refrigerant refilled about a month ago, and it has been blowing nice and cold ever since.
There you go. Hope you feel better, Trevor. You mentioned getting on a blood pressure pill. Yep. That shit fucked me up for a few days when I started that. I have kidney issues now. Yay. I haven't had any adverse side effects from it that I'm aware of, so that might be adding to your headaches. Wouldn't hurt to get tested. It's free and unlimited. It also lasts for months for some. Tested for what? Just saying. Maybe she means tested for COVID. I don't know.
I don't know either. No idea.
Oh, yeah. It also lasts for months for some. Yeah, she's talking about COVID because I've had this shit since October. But I've had it since October. And China says it totally didn't exist.
February.
Yeah.
And January 15th, it wasn't, there was no human to animal to human transmission of it.
Right. And masks couldn't stop the spread till sometime in like fucking April or May.
Yeah.
Have we pissed off enough people? We made it to 50 minutes, so we really turned this into a real episode.
That's right. Professional.
You got anything else?
No.
Thanks for calling in, Colin.
Yeah, no problem.
It was a pleasure to talk to you. We'll keep going because we got our emails. Damn it.
6 more episodes.
All right. 6 seasons in a movie?
Yes.
All right. Talk to you later, buddy.
Yep. Bye.